Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Good evening, North State. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is the Enjoy Hour. Now, what is it? I want to say now you know.
North State
North
Now.
North Now.
Yeah. North State Now, yes.
I have too many shows in my head. This is here. Was I here just yesterday?
Yes.
Was it yesterday already?
You were.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. man, one thing after the next. So how was your day?
It was good. Busy.
I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
Oh, and I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
It's one of those days.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
I've been gone. Busy. I've been gone all day long in Chico picking up lovely local regional products for our store, and I didn't see you at all today.
I know.
And
I know.
You were busy all day?
I was busy. I had meetings, and yesterday I had...
You had a meeting that never ended.
It took a long time. We got our trust done yesterday, Daryl and
oh.
I. So I feel a lot better. Having that
should I
checked
put any
off the list.
Can I mark any place that I'm in that trust? Somebody will contact me.
You'll have to talk to my daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's good for you guys for doing something like
that.
Yeah,
we did, and it took a long time.
No,
but
I know it does.
I have to say that Justin Arell, who's an attorney mm-hmm. here, is so good at doing those. He explains everything in a way that you totally get what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad. And it did take a long time, but it's okay.
Justin Arell.
Uh-huh.
A cool name.
Yeah.
I like
he's
it.
A cool
sounds,
dude.
Sounds like it. Yeah. So we're here this evening, and obviously we're with Enjoy Magazine, and we're celebrating the May 2022 issue number 188.
Yeah.
It looks like making memories is about quality time. And so we're already just screaming down the calendar.
Well, June has been sent to print.
I know.
And the July stories are just
are due.
Are in, yeah.
We all know that because you bug us to death.
Yes, I do.
And actually, it's Thursday night, so that means I have to, as soon as I walk out of here, I get to walk back over to the store out of the
yep.
studio because the store is open. You know, we've moved to our new location, and we're loving it, and we've partnered with Bernsini Winery. And so Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights right now, we're open until 8 p.m., and we pour wine from 4 to 8. You can come in and do that and shop. When we have events like First Friday, we have live music. We're putting in a kitchen so that we can support those events with things like charcuterie boards and just, you know, things that you could order, basic yummies and stuff. So we're super excited to be doing that. So I will be heading back over there until close time. Gosh, you know what I just remembered I have to do?
What's that?
I also have to go back over there because I have a 9:15 meeting with Parallels, the software for our taxes.
Tonight?
Yeah, because, you know, the computer's down. And I can't get into our taxes.
Oh, that's right.
So I'll be on technical support.
Oh,
so, God, good times, good times. No, whatever it is. So anyway, great issue. If you haven't picked it up, there's a good chance you might not be able to find it. We're already at today's the 19th, and sometimes it's about the 15th now. We see the magazine's just disappearing, mm-hmm. so which is a really cool thing. But this issue is loaded with all kinds of things. We have two guests tonight, and one of those guests is going to be doing a twofer, right?
A twofer.
Yeah? You're going to be representing Viva Downtown and
oh, yeah, for the radio show, yeah.
Blake's Downtown and all that kind of stuff. But you also...
Mr. Downtown.
Yeah, Mr. Downtown. But you also are a feature in the magazine.
I am.
A feature article, and you have an ad, and, I mean, like, what's...
Live portrait.
I'm just milking you guys
for all we're worth.
All the way.
And you deliver magazines
You deliver magazines. Yeah. How does that work? That sounds like the ultimate nepotism.
Yeah, but he's got some major talent, too. So
well, I appreciate you guys for, doing the article on me. It means a lot.
And we'll talk about that after our first break. But what else do we got going on?
You know what? This
is Rodeo.
Yep. And this issue was pretty heavily Siskiyou County.
Mm-hmm.
We have several Siskiyou County stories mm-hmm. in it. But, you know, we usually have something from Tehama County as well. So we
rotate for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's also... kind of like a find. When you find something in one county, and, yeah. kind of like there's always a vein, right? And
right.
you go for it. So you
right.
just, sometimes you end up with quite a few things in one issue, right?
Yep. Yep.
So,
and I have to tell you a story about our Siskiyou County
please.
Writer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a couple Siskiyou County writers, but mm-hmm. one of them is Megan Peterson, and Megan is fairly new. She's been writing for us for maybe 2 years. But right now she's living in Texas because her husband was transferred there. He's in the service.
Y'all.
I think he does some, like, Secret Service kind of stuff. But
well, then we'll allow
yeah.
that.
Anybody anyway, I don't, like, really know exactly
secret,
what he does. But
Secret Spy Man.
Yeah. But Megan is pretty fun. She's amazing. She's a fantastic writer. And she called me recently and told me that she will have 2 cover stories in People magazine.
Oh,
coming
goodness.
Up. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. So I said, so what, are you going to quit Enjoy? And she said, gosh, absolutely not. Enjoy is my happy place. And
think,
that just made me feel so good.
I think I heard her say, no, it was Enjoy that got me my job at People.
Yeah, but that's not the case. She's done stuff for Discover. She writes a lot of Discover Channel stuff.
Uh-huh.
And National Geographic. She's done a lot of stuff.
So what that says, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have quality writers within the Enjoy
yeah.
stable that
yes,
are,
we do.
Are recognized nationally, at least for sure, right?
Right.
Are we going to do a story on her?
We should. I told her that. She does live in Aetna. Right now she's in Texas for a few months,
uh-huh.
but she'll be back later on in the year. But.
And Aetna's just an up-and-coming boom town right now mm-hmm. with all their local successes.
They
Aetna,
have so many cool things
Aetna
over there.
Brewing.
Yeah.
The pizza or the burger shop and the distillery, yeah.
And the bakery. Well, we have, those are all.
We have done a lot of
those.
And
are,
she's done
yeah.
most of them, yeah.
yeah.
Yep, so.
So cool, yeah. So I'm looking through this and I'm seeing all kinds of really cool articles, just some off the top of my head that are passionate to me, as we have one on, One Tree at a Time, the John
oh, yeah.
Steen Company, and you have a story in that regard for me. The John Steen is, they're a nursery in McKinleyville, and, they are become world renowned. They've had a lot of press in the last few years on national TV, and, we knew them when, and they've exploded, but they've been so great after all these California fires, you know, being able to provide saplings and things to be planted. And it's really cool, but we carry their tree kits and have for years. And they're these really just very cool kind of gift in these tubes where you can, you know, plant all these different kinds of trees. And then from time to time, we'll order in the live seedlings where you can buy them and just plant them. And they're live trees, and we carry those at the store too. And we had a bunch in there for Arbor Day, and it's probably time to reorder. The other thing we get a lot of is seeds for flowers. So we have a lot of California poppy growing kits.
Those growing kits are really cool.
Aren't they?
And
yeah.
you know what? I was in San Francisco over the weekend, and if
you're
39, they sell them there.
I know.
I was really happy to
They've
see that.
They've become very successful.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we also carry a, what do you call it? It's a... it's a bee kit, or not a bee kit. It's a can with all the different type of pollinator kit. That's what
yeah.
it is. So you can throw those out, and it'll grow all kinds of flowers, wildflowers that bees love for pollinating. So that's super cool. So that's an article on the John Steen Tree Company in here. We also have there was an article on Red Bluff Izzy's Bagels. There's a new bagel shop in Red Bluff. And I don't know about you, but I absolutely love bagels. You can't put enough cream cheese on it. I look really,
oh, I
you know,
like
when I go
butter.
To bite into my bagel and you can't see my eyes, because there's a wall of cream cheese between my eyebrows and my mouth. So I'm going to have to go check those out, because they actually look really, really good.
And she does sell them at other locations.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was going to say maybe she could be our bagel supplier,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I was noticing, because she's in Red Bluff, there was, you know, we have a nice little section in here of people that advertise in the Red Bluff market, and they look like that they had, did I already pass it?
No, it's in the back.
Is it? They actually, it looked like there was another new bakery in Red Bluff.
Yes, there is.
And I was trying to see.
It starts with an R, and I can't.
I can't think of it either right now. I'm looking
at
it.
It's in the way back.
In the way, way back. Anyway, also, what are we facing right now? We are staring down the muzzle of Asphalt Cowboys and Rodeo and Pancake Breakfast and
Rodeo is tonight, right?
The rodeo actually started yesterday.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure because I could hear it from where I live. Yeah, so the other night I was getting out of my car and I kept hearing this noise, and I thought, oh, are those firecrackers? And I thought, no. And then all of a sudden I was like, wow, this is a serious shootout. And you could hear it. It was like going around town, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I mean, they're driving around shooting at each other. And then it dawned on me.
Oh,
it was the Asphalt Cowboys and their rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or they were robbing a bank or something like that.
Well, you know, they did the quick draw contest, too.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. So that may have been what you were hearing.
Okay. Okay, so this is it. What does it say?
It's Reeder's.
Reeder's Bakery in Red Bluff.
Yep.
That looks amazing, too.
Yeah. Red Bluff has a cute little downtown.
They do. That's like, it's so Americana, that and Weaverville.
Yeah.
I was just in Weaverville and they're downtown.
And Orland is pretty cute, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. So.
Weaverville is one of my favorite places to go the magazines
for you
guys.
It's one of my favorite places.
And I've heard really when you go is 4th of July.
Yes, they have a great 4th of July there.
Great 4th of July. So there's all kinds of stuff going on in here, and we are already. I mean, it's already time for us to take our first break, and when we get back, we'll introduce you formally to our first guest/radio partner. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage, Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axraptheater.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Enjoy.
And we're back, and we're busy talking. Because we're busy looking at our the person.
Oh, we're just having a conversation, just laughing.
We're just laughing about all kinds of things. Anyway, are you gonna? We are meeting tomorrow at 8:30.
8:30. We're gonna go to the pancake breakfast together.
Where are we meeting?
At the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's gonna be a lot. I think Yvonne's bringing crew and everything too. So.
Jenna's coming.
That'll be fun.
And
this is one of my favorite. How about you two?
Are you, I love
you going?
Have you ever been?
I have never been to the pancake breakfast.
You need to go.
It sounds like something I would like. Unfortunately, I will be at work during it, so I cannot attend.
Well, it starts at 5 a.m.
I don't know about that.
When I first moved here, I went to the first year I was here, and I was blown away.
Really?
It's so cool.
They serve like 10,000 people.
Yeah. Yes.
That's incredible.
And there's tables and chairs lined up all down the street.
They
it's amazing.
They went and set it up all today. It's all
and they're out there mixing the pancake mix. And
this is the first time I'm even hearing about it. I don't know how I've gone this many years.
They mix the pancake mix in cement mixers.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh, because that's how many pancakes they're making.
That's incredible.
That's really amazing. It really is cool.
I just wanted to interject here. Carl's going to be there tomorrow with Linda. Are you guys going to show up at the table?
Of
course.
We will.
We will.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, when you pop in, that's Jared. He's our producer. He's the one that, tries to keep us on the rails.
Oh.
So, and he gets to interject whenever he wants because he controls the booth.
Yes, he does.
And we love
him. Yeah. He does a great job.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're back, and I guess we're going to tackle what is considered page 69 in this month's issue. But every issue in towards the back, we have downtown details. And this is quite often written and produced and asked in a collaboration with Enjoy Magazine and Viva Downtown. And we've had several people, as you know, over the years that have come in here. Currently, Blake is our muse and Viva person du jour. And but he has been busy doing all
and
kinds
he's
of
leaving.
The,
he is.
Yeah.
The 28th, he's leaving for a few months. So.
Yeah, he just got back from Richmond, Virginia for the National Main Street Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be leaving again in a couple weeks to intern at our
Capitol.
Exactly.
For Doug LaMalfa.
Yes.
Wow.
And so I bought him this beautiful pink little outfit so that he can be, he can do the whole steps of Congress as a freshman in his little pink outfit, just like Elle Woods from Legally Blonde. Actually, I gave him a wonderful parting gift.
He did tell me about that.
Did he?
Yeah, he was very happy.
There's a bag that he's eyed in our store forever,
yes.
A travel bag that he just drools over and drools over. And so
every time we walk in. He goes straight to that bag.
So I gifted it to him so that we can make him feel good on his trip while he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited for him. But anyway, so we have Jacob Akana here,
yes.
Who is also part of Viva and also my, what is it, second removed?
We are half second cousins first removed, I believe.
Okay.
No one correct me because I might be wrong.
Yeah. We're family. Let's just put it like that, right?
That's the easy way to say
right?
it.
Yeah, right? Anyway, and you are here representing for Viva Downtown, so welcome.
I am the event coordinator for Viva Downtown.
Yes, I know.
So I know you know, but you know, the people
we're
talking to
knows.
Might know. Yeah, my name is Jacob Akana. I'm the event coordinator for Viva Downtown, and we have a lot of really cool things coming up here in the summer, and we are excited to, you know, be doing events again.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's about time.
I know, right? Yeah, it's really exciting. We just did Hops and Chops last month, which was a great success for us. It's
us
probably the best turnout that we've ever had.
I heard
had
that
for
there
the
was
event.
A third more people than were expected.
Yes, there was.
Wow. Yeah.
That's that Reading last minute, just so you know, too.
Reading's
a last minute town.
We went over to Pages Copy Center. We worked very closely with Pages and Kevin, and we had to get more maps printed in the middle of the event on a Saturday.
Wow.
So Kevin
and
was
there was Kevin.
Cool. Yep, he's awesome. We love him.
Which really, I love him too, which was really amazing considering that he's a huge beer fan.
Oh, yes. He was walking throughout the event, and I called him, and I'm like, Kevin, we need more maps.
We got to meet you back at the office.
I need you to meet me at Pages right now. He's like, no worries. I'll meet you there. We'll print some more out.
That's awesome. He's awesome.
So the point of the story is that Hops and Chops was an amazing turnout for us. We're super excited to be doing events in downtown Reading again. And the next one that we got coming up is a week from today. Mm-hmm. It's the Taste of History with the Shasta Historical Society. It's a fundraiser for them. And that's going to be held inside the IOOF Hall and on Butte Street right next to it. And then the following Friday.
And what does that entail, real quick?
So, the Taste of History, it's a fundraiser for the Shasta Historical Society. There's going to be an auction, there's going to be raffles, there's going to be live music and food and drink, and it's just a way to get people involved more with the history of downtown Reading and just to, you know.
And there's quite a bit.
Yeah. there is quite a bit of history in downtown Reading. The downtown Reading lore, uh-huh. as we call it.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be a great event.
They're a bunch of hardworking people, too. They really do a great job.
Right to the grindstone for mm-hmm. all their things. If you're interested in getting tickets for the Taste of History, you can get them online at shastahistoricalsociety.com.org. It's their website. I'm blanking on exactly what the URL is. But, if you're interested in going to that event, you can find tickets online. And then the next event that we have is the Art Hunger Gallery, Summer Gallery. They were in the IOOF Hall last summer, and we've asked them to come back for another span of art. And
that's so cool.
Oh, it is awesome. Carlo and Mar, they're just awesome. But Carlo Henry is the one in charge of the Art Hunger, and they're going to be coming back from the beginning of June until the end of August and doing a four-month-long art gallery that each month it'll be a different theme, and we're really excited about that. The first one coming up is, the opening is June 3rd, and it's also First Friday. And that's
also the opening of Riverfront Playhouse.
It is. There's so many things going on that day. But
also something just great I want to do. All right.
You should. But the theme of that art gallery is going to be donuts and brews. So if you like donuts or you like beer, come on down and get some donut and beer themed art. We'll be serving alcohol and
if you could dunk a donut in beer.
You can try.
It's like in a porter.
Something, right?
I don't know. Great big nope for me.
The right frosting with the right brew might be good. I don't know. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think you should try it, James.
I will.
And then let us all know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll serve it in the store someday.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Okay.
But yeah, that's some of the things that Viva Town Town's got coming
Pancake
up.
Pancake breakfast is down there tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's something else we're helping out with.
In a new area.
Tomorrow, I'm guessing that our new parking structure will be put to its first test.
Yes. So it is going to be temporarily open tomorrow for the Pancake breakfast.
They did close it. They opened it, then they closed it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to open it for tomorrow.
And then officially June 1st is what they're planning on.
Oh, well. Yeah. Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you know. I can see it in you. That's for a commercial break. If she doesn't come back and her voice is rough, that's because I was strangling it out.
No, it's just that they've got to just get things, you know, worked out. There's some things that aren't they need to work out. Yeah.
Figuring out the way that things are going to work within the parking
lot. The giant holes in it and stuff, that kind of stuff. No.
It's beautiful. It looks so nice.
I've walked it three times now. After, I think I got a tour from Blake first, and then I decided to start giving tours of my own.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So, yeah. Well, that's cool. So, yeah, Viva. And before we have to take our next break, why don't you share with us this little article? Just give it in a vagueness, because I think it's really, really funny.
It is really funny, and it's so not part of I mean, it's.
But this is something that John from Viva wrote in the Downtown Details, and it's these are little snippets about history and why we do the things we do, and and I just think it's just
it made
so
me laugh
awesome.
When I read it. But mm-hmm. what it talks about is why men walk on the outside of the sidewalk mm-hmm. with when they're walking with their woman.
Traditionally.
And traditionally.
I think a lot of that's gone, but there was a time.
Yeah, and a lot of men, or a lot of people have always thought that it's because if a car is going to get on the sidewalk, it's going to hit the man first.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reason. Because once upon a time...
There's probably a lot of women that like that idea, though.
Once upon a time, there were not toilets in houses and apartments, and they used to throw... And that if the lady was walking closer to the building,
mm-hmm.
the man would get hit with it.
You know, I'd rather get hit by a car.
I think so. Right?
That's reasonable.
And that's like, that's why that
started.
Instead of
a big log of poo.
Yeah.
You'd be knocked out cold on the sidewalk.
Anyway, I just thought that was, I'd never heard
that's
that before.
Great. That is 100% John right there. That is great. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Weird anyway, things why
and
we
he
do
does,
what
he
we
usually
do.
Doesn't write about stuff like that, but I think that he probably had just heard that or something, and he thought it was funny too. I thought it was funny.
John is great.
Well,
our publishers didn't think it was that funny.
I loved it. I thought it was hysterical. On that note and visualization, we're going to take another break and we'll be right back.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House, of course. Charlus Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlus Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlus Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite or try something new. Charlus Tap House, rule number one. Come for the homemade pizza. Stay for the beer wall. You'll find Charlus Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
My jam. Yeah, enjoy yourself, North State. Enjoy yourself with enjoy. All right. Well, I just didn't even realize, of course, you know me, I'm always flying by the seat of my pants. Didn't realize we actually have another guest that's in the waiting. So we're going to need to move, right?
Yeah.
So
that's okay. I can speak quick. I can talk fast.
So Jacob, you have on page 35, a one man band, in the tune with Jacob Akana.
Yes.
So as other people may not know, you are kind of a man of all kinds of music. You play multiple instruments. You sing, you perform, and you've been doing it for a long time. You also are the president of the, what, Fiddlers?
California State Old Time Fiddlers Association, District 6.
Wow, look at that.
And you're how old?
23. That's me, yeah. Yeah, that's a fun story.
So we have you, and we've done an article on you those that want to, and there's such an adorable little picture of you playing a violin here.
One of your teachers sent us a whole bunch of pictures of you.
Sure,
and then you turn the page, and here you are, a beautiful young man that you are today.
With
an electric guitar.
Those pictures are probably about 10 years apart from each other.
Yeah.
Almost exactly, yeah.
Well, it's funny how people mature, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I also want to point out we have a technology that we've implemented called Live Portrait. So if you're, it doesn't matter what phone you're on, an iPhone, Android, but if you go to your marketplace or your app store or Play Store or whatever they call it, and you find Live Portrait and download it, it's a simple download. It's free. It only asks one question. Can it have access to your camera? You say yes. And what it does is it allows the AI technology in the app to turn your camera into an AI scanner. So it's not a barcode scanner. It's not a QR code scanner. But please don't scan the logo on the page. You scan the whole entire page, and it will launch video.
Yes.
And so you actually have a small little guitar solo and singing of one of your songs that you wrote. So if you scan the first page that has the Live Portrait logo on it and scan the whole page,
yep,
you can watch that performance. And this is something new that we've started, and we're trying to implement in all kinds of different places, but it's super cool. So tell us a little bit about, just real quick, your life and times as a musician, and you actually have to even head out because you're going to be playing tonight.
I am. Yeah. I am playing tonight. I'm playing at the Market Street Blade and Barrel Whiskey Bar at 8 p.m. It's right downtown next to the Cascade. If you're interested in coming and watching my music, you can see me there tonight. But as far as the article in the magazine, it's mainly covering my recording music life. And a couple years ago, I kind of the band that I was in disbanded, and I found a passion for recording music.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, just have been writing songs and recording all the parts. Like James had said, I played a few different instruments, including the guitar, well, acoustic electric guitar, acoustic electric bass, banjo, piano, mandolin, violin. There's a lot, but
I forgot. Yeah, 50. I'm sorry. Whoops.
But the point I'm saying this is that everything that you hear, if you listen to any of my music on Spotify or Apple Music, where it's streamable, I'm playing pretty much all the instruments, unless there is another artist that's featured on the song. And
Is that when you get to use all your really cool superpowers and you split yourself into five people?
Yeah.
So that's why it's called one man band.
Mm-hmm.
You just go.
I just split into five people and I play all the instruments at once.
Yeah.
It's due to some radioactive.
Yeah.
I'd see that show.
Yeah, but no. Unfortunately, I'm unable to do that. And when I play live, it's just me singing and playing my acoustic guitar. It's unfortunate because that's really only a small section of the music that I make, because a lot of the things that I record are not just acoustic guitar and vocals. A lot of the arrangement has, you know, piano and drums and strings and horns, and I need a band. is really what the one man band
so
article
is.
So
this is a call out if you want to contact us and help Jacob put a band together.
Oh man! But no, it's been a real honor having the article and enjoy, and I really thank you guys for it.
I know your parents loved it. They came in and had some wine last week, and they didn't even know about the live portraits when I scanned them, and it launched your little video. Your mom was like, she's running all over.
Well, you know, that the video was recorded in my backyard, and my mom hasn't been to my new apartment yet.
Oh.
So I'm sure she was trying to figure out all the things that happened there.
Well, thanks for being with
Thank
us tonight.
You. Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll cut you loose before the next break, and you can just...
I just want to plug myself real quick. I did just release some music on Apple Music and Spotify and anywhere that you can stream music. It's called The Lost Demos by Jacob Akana. And you can...
Just look him up.
Just look up my name.
There is an ad in the magazine with a QR code that'll take you right to it.
A lot of scannability of you in the magazine.
Yes, a lot of scanning. It's, we're in the age of technology.
Right. So.
But I'd really appreciate if anybody goes and listens to that. It's what I want to do in life. So anybody who goes and listens to that is helping me out.
Good job.
Awesome.
In a very large way. So
good
thank
deal.
You.
Thanks.
Love you, cuz. Oh, there
and
it
this
is.
This is one of the songs.
I shall
this
give
is
it a
this is Shiver. This is a one of the songs I've written. It was the first single off of this new album that just came out. Uh-huh. And everything that you
so
hear
cool.
playing it is me playing. So
that's
bass, guitar, drums. I'll sing vocals here.
I love it when our producer supports the radio stuff like this. Listen to this.
Yeah.
This is two snaps. Yeah, groovy, dude. So cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool. Thank
All
you
right.
so
Love
much.
Love
I really appreciate it. Love you, cuz.
All right.
Thanks.
I will see you guys.
Bye.
All
bye-bye. Miss Rhonda, how about you introduce us to our next guest?
Our next guest is Catherine Trent, and Catherine is here to represent Riverfront Playhouse. She is in the upcoming play Proof, which opens on June 3rd.
Yes.
So welcome. Thank you. Thanks
Hello.
For being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So, you've been patiently waiting.
Yes, yes. I'm just happy to be here.
So tell us how you got involved with Riverfront.
So a coworker of mine was in one of their recent productions. I believe it was Steel Magnolias.
Uh-huh.
Tearjerker.
Yeah, absolutely. And a few of my other coworkers were talking about, oh, they're going to go watch it and how excited they were. And then after they watched it, I asked them, how was it? And they couldn't stop saying how much fun it was. And I just got curious because I've always been curious about theater, and I just happened to go on at the perfect time because they had posted about auditions for Proof, and there was a character in my age range. So I just kind of figured, why not? I might as well try it. I've never auditioned for a play ever, but I've always wanted to. So even if I didn't get the part, I was still just wanting to experience that. And
you're my kind of girl.
Thanks.
I just like people that are like, just like, let's go, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just make the decision and you're going to do it.
It was very much forcing myself out of my comfort zone because I was terrified and extremely nervous to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. After I called my friend and I was like, I completely butchered it. I was awful. My monologue was terrible. And then the next day I got the call, and so I was like, maybe it wasn't that bad. I don't know.
Nope. And you have a director that has been a director many, many, many times. So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. From the short amount of time I've gotten to know Samantha Fork, the director, it is very evident that she has been doing this for a very long time.
Yep.
And that experience is so palpable.
And then working with Mallory, too.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
John Welsh.
Yeah. All of them.
Well. Yeah.
I love sitting there because they are always talking about, oh, you know, yeah, that play. Oh, gee, that was, you know, a few years ago or something like that. So it's very fun, and they've been very open and accepting to the newer individuals who are coming in like myself. So it's been a very fantastic first experience.
That's awesome.
Into the theater.
And who do you play?
I play Claire. She is the older sister to the main character, Catherine. And she is a typical older sister. She's very bossy. She thinks she knows everything.
So I can't say what I think she probably is on air.
Probably not. Watch yourself. That is my character. I care about her. And she very much believes that she knows what's best for her younger sister, even though it probably is not what's best.
So would that would would it be safe to say that this character isn't a stretch for you? Is this something that you...
So it's not a stretch because my older sister is very much like Claire.
So you have, so you know, you had somebody to model this character after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I tell people about it, I always say I have about 20 plus experience with bossy older sisters.
Yeah.
So it was pretty easy to get myself prepared for this role.
And, you know, we have to take another break here in a minute. What the name Proof, what is what does that represent?
So it's about, essentially it's a mathematical theorem. The main character, they're dealing with the loss of their father, who was a math genius. And so it's learning about, like, proofs and all of that, and that's mainly why it's called Proof.
Yeah, I guess because the word proof in my head has, there's a lot of meanings for proof, so I didn't know exactly what that is.
It's to do with math.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, stay with us. We're going to take our break, and we'll come back and follow up with you, and then we have our last guest that's sitting in the studio, and we'll move into that as well. So back, relax. We'll be right back.
Cash dogs gone like the evil spirit, blood still flows. And I don't know what I've been doing so far. I don't mind. Eyes ain't doing much for movement. Always driving blind.
We need all units to
violent crime right
California, under siege.
Arch gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increase in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor. Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller. After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman, Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader, Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for insurance commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 143-9485.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back to North State. Once again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to North State Now, and this is the Enjoy Hour with James Mazzotta.
And Rhonda Alvey.
And when we left, why don't you reintroduce our guest?
Catherine Trent is here from Riverfront Playhouse, and she is...
The Trent is the new married name.
Yes.
Okay. Brand new name.
Brand new name.
Very new.
Where everybody's getting used to it.
Yeah. Got to change my work email.
So you were giving us, when we left, just a little bit about the show. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch, is it a drama? Is it a comedy? Is it a, I mean, what...
It is definitely drama. Uh-huh. There is aspects of comedy sprinkled in, but mm-hmm. I would say that the topic of the play is pretty deep, and there's quite a few scenes where the premise is to either get in a serious fight or someone is incredibly upset. So there's a lot of that going on, but there are some relief points where you can chuckle a little bit.
Yeah. Well, for somebody that's not been in theater, you speak very well about the premise. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, how you communicate it, I think, is great.
So. I've been obsessed with theater
for
as long as I can remember. I've just never had the courage to kind of step out and do it without feeling like, oh my gosh, if I fail, you know. So I've always kept up to date with all of that stuff.
I suppose that you could always say that you would, you know, I don't know that you, I mean, I guess you could fail at theater, but.
Yeah, you could.
In my head at the time, you could.
Yeah. I always just go with the flow for me, so it's like, just make it part of the act.
Yeah, now that I've done it and kind of gotten through that wall, now I'm like, I don't even know what I was nervous about for any of it. So
good for you.
Yeah.
So tell us the dates and how you can get tickets.
Yes. So the official start is June 3rd, and it'll be running on the weekends until June 18th. There is a preview on June 1st at 7:30. And you can get tickets at the Riverfront website, which is www.riverfrontplayhouse.net/tickets.
Yes.
Or you can get them at Enjoy the Store.
If you come in. If you come in.
Oh, if you come in, yeah.
Please don't call me. Come in and get your tickets. Let us say hi and talk. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. I enjoyed being here. It was amazing.
Good. And go ahead and sit there for the rest of the segment. We've got one last guest.
Yeah,
and
I want to listen to the next one for a little bit.
Miss Rhonda.
Okay, so we've got
Drum roll, please.
Jay from the 2030 Club, and he's got some exciting things to talk about that's happening this weekend.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. My name is Jay Stewart, and I am representing the Active 2030 Club of Reading. And this weekend, we are doing the 14th Annual Sundial Film Festival.
Yay!
So, I'm really excited about it. One cool thing is that last year, because of COVID, it had to be all online, streamed online. And this year, we're back to in-person, but we are also doing an online streaming for people that will not be able to make it. So,
well, there you go. See now how things work, right? Now you, for those that want to come, for those that want to watch, you know, you get the best of both worlds.
No excuse not to come, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, I think something really exciting that we were able to do with the festival this year is we're doing it at the Riverfront Playhouse.
Yay!
So, Rhonda. One of your big open spaces.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to be there. Super excited.
I'm excited too, and what's been really great about it is they've really been working with us, and I love the tie to the community that they have, and that's also the type of tie to the community that the Active 2030 Club wants to have. So it's an awesome partnership, and I think can go a long way.
Yeah. I think so too.
So explain to people, for those that have never heard of what is the Banff Film Festival, or not Banff,
Sundial Film Festival.
I know, because isn't there Banff, didn't that just happen?
It's happening
Or happening
as well.
Too?
Yeah, it's happening.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, there's so much going on in Reading this weekend. It's so exciting.
Sundial, that's right, and I knew that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, the Sundial Film Festival, really it showcases all the talent of, people from the North State. So, it's a short film festival, and everybody involved, or the films, all have a tie to the North State in one way or another. So that's really the gist of it. But other than that, it's a major fundraiser for the Active 2030 Club of Reading. And what we do with the funds that are raised is it goes straight back into the community to help different charities and to help the youth and underserved children in the area. So.
Do you have an idea of what you're going to use the money for that you raise for this one?
I believe that this one is a big fundraiser for our backpack drive.
Oh, cool.
So,
For kids for school.
Yeah, backpack.
You guys do some pretty
amazing things. Yeah, we stuffed
you've
the backpacks
built,
full of stuff.
You built parks and all kinds of
supplies.
It's a really great organization, and I feel honored to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. It's
Well, you're a good representative.
It's really given me an avenue to get back to the community, which, which was something I think everybody in the club has really a good focus on. So,
So how many films?
Right now, we have two shows, an evening show and an afternoon show, and between them, we have about 14 films.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great. So the first show is at 2?
Yes, the first show is at 2 p.m., and it runs till about 4:30. And then the next show will be at 7 p.m. And it's different content in both shows.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, completely different content in both
shows. Oh. Well, then that way you maybe could come to one and then stream the other.
Yeah.
Or come to both.
Come to both. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so it's over at 4, and then people leave and then come back if they want to come back, right?
Yeah.
And the tickets
I see. Okay.
Yeah, tickets are...
They're only $10 for tickets. So, like we said, we wanted to make it very accessible to people, to families in the community.
That's so great.
Yeah. And I've seen them over the years, and there's some pretty creative things that have been produced.
Absolutely. And
you're kind of mind blown that, you know, I think I'm a creative person, and I try to do video, and it's very difficult for me to translate a story into my head and then put it on some form of like storyboard or paper and then be able to shoot it, right, and execute it, because really I have a tendency to just want to capture everything, and realistically that's not the way you create a film. You need to really be good at shooting the content you need and being able to know how to string it together.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Otherwise, you're just a hot mess on the floor.
It's a talent for sure.
Yeah, and when you watch some of these films, you realize, like, whoa, all the creativity and all the thought and all the work that goes into these films.
It's mind-blowing.
Yes, it really bottles the mind.
Does somebody win? Is there winners chosen?
Yeah, so...
We're all winners, Rhonda. Yeah.
Everybody's a winner at the Sundial Film Festival. But, yes, there are different awards that will be presented.
And that will be done that same night?
Yes.
Okay.
That's so cool.
And has that already been determined?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's sent off to out-of-area judges, so there's no...
Another person for me to strangle information out of.
Thank you.
Oh, that's cool.
I strangle people between the breaks to get information.
I saw that earlier. I wasn't gonna say anything. Yeah, Jacob left and
I'm enamored with you. This is a funny thing, but to me, no disrespect, but you to me have a face of somebody that should be in film.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I think
I find that very disrespectful. Yeah,
but I mean, you know, you have a very caricatured face to me, and every time I see you, I'm always like, I could swear I should see you in some type of.
I didn't
film.
Even that recognize him. Movie. He came into this theater last week, I guess, and he had no beard.
Yeah,
and I. Who are you?
Well, that's really...
Yeah, I changed my facial hair quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And so, well, because you've got...
He had a big...
You're a real man. You've got. I mean, you got a wicked mustache and beard, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a real man.
So you can change your look all the time. And that's why, like, when I just saw you this time, I was like, I didn't recognize you when you first came in. And then when I realized who you are again, because the beard's gone, I thought, gosh, look at how cool he looks. He looks so different all the time when I see him. And I'd be like, you should be some type of an actor.
Yeah, I actually see James... quite a bit because I shop at Enjoy often.
He does.
Yeah, I do. I love it there. It's where I get my chocolate and my soap.
Oh, yeah.
I go there for the soap.
They have good bars of soap.
Now, you came in and asked me, and of course I didn't. Hopefully we followed through. Did we give you a...
Oh, yes. Okay. So something else with the Sundial Film Festival. Gosh, I meant to say this.
No, I forget what we do and don't do.
We have an awesome silent auction, and Enjoy the store was gracious enough to donate to it. And so when you do come to the show, you will... when you walk into the Riverfront Playhouse, you will see on display some of the items that are up for auction.
Very cool.
Yeah, awesome. And again, all the funds raised go straight back into the community.
And we love...
That's incredible.
We love to be able to offer... Those are the kinds of things when people ask us for donations, right? At Enjoy or Enjoy the Store for things that we know that people like yourself... working with great organizations that have a heart for community, and they use those funds to do that. I mean,
you know where it's going.
You know where it's going. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the backpacks. And I've seen them piled up and people stuffing them. And it's very
incredible.
I find it very joyous to watch the people doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're getting pleasure out of knowing that they're doing something for our youth and community. And, you know, there are a lot of young people in need that really, you know, are going to school. They're going to school empty handed. And they need that little extra support. So,
that's
super cool.
Tickets. How do you get tickets?
To get tickets, go to sundialfilmfestival.com and just follow the prompts. They're available there for both the afternoon and the evening show.
Can you get him at the door?
Yes, you can also get him at the door.
For those last minutes.
Yeah, for the last, again, Reading is a very last minute town.
Yeah, we say that all the time.
I've heard it more lately.
You fill up always right at the end. You think, oh, no, we're going to have, you know, empty seats. And then all of a sudden you you realize there are people lined up at the door. And you're like, oh, no.
They won't let you down.
I know.
They'll always
so,
show up.
So, again, on page, what is it, 75, there is a little prompt in here. If you for some reason don't remember where to get tickets, you can, and you have a copy of the latest version of or latest issue of Enjoy Magazine, there is a little ad in here that'll tell you how to get tickets.
For both Proof and the Sundown Film
They're
Festival.
Right next to each other.
Uh-huh.
That's
nice.
Like entertainment on the outside page.
Oh wow, yeah. Who designed that? That was
oh my
genius.
Gosh!
Yeah, right, it wasn't her. So
thank
anyway,
you guys.
Yeah, we really
absolutely.
Appreciate you guys
absolutely,
coming in
yeah.
here and spending
thank
the
you.
Evening with us. And
thanks for having me.
We yeah. love it. Enjoy. And North State, we'll see you next month.
Watch out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.